Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, man. How are you guys doing?
Morning.
Good.
We're doing fine.
Fine. Doing fine this morning.
Big news yesterday. Sportico values the Cowboys at $10 billion. The first time any franchise has topped the $10 billion mark. What do you think of that?
I did, and it is. That's their opinion. Sportacus has their opinion, and that the team is worth $10 billion. I have to admit, when I first heard that, that scared me.
It scared you?
It did.
Why?
I don't want to pay taxes on all that, so I'm going to head down to the Central Appraisal District and fight that evaluation because so I'm getting it together. I got to take pics of the wood rot around the stadium and a few pics of Mozzie Smith and tell him the team isn't worth that much.
I didn't know you could do that.
I don't know if you can either, but I'm going to try.
Well,
we are.
It kind of frustrates Cowboy fans because you make that much money and yet CD doesn't have a deal. You didn't do much in free agency, and I don't know. It doesn't seem like you spend much of it on football.
Well, I got rich by saving money, and I'm saving money on CD right now and saving money on not signing Dak right now. And so that's how you get rich, is by saving money. Look, it's true, and it is. candidly, I'm an extremely wealthy man.
Yeah.
I built a business empire. It's worth $14 billion. Only 10 of that is the Dallas Cowboys.
Only
10. $4 billion of that is what I made when Dogecoin mooned. So,
really?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm successful outside of the Cowboys, too. I got Legends Catering.
Yeah.
I bought up about half of Frisco before it got popular with the boob job mommy set. I own a fantastic, magnificent stadium that was built by ancient Egyptians that serves both as my tomb and possibly as a celestial viewing device. We're not really sure on AT&T. But I'm self-made. I'm a smart man.
Yeah,
I'm $14 billion smarter than you, George. So,
well, you probably are, but
so questioning what I do when I've been as successful as I am is fool's errand. Fool's errand.
Well, you don't win Super Bowls anymore. You hadn't done that in almost 30 years.
You haven't either.
Okay, well, I'm not the GM and owner of the Cowboys.
Yeah, but I'm richer.
Yes, I know that, but people.
Billionaire, George.
We have
billionaire.
We have expectations around here.
You have expectations.
You don't?
I have expectations of getting that $14 billion to $15 billion. That's what I'm focused on. Look, I'm self-made. You know, my father was a general store owner. Never got ahead.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, his credit cards were cut up in a rural Arkansas airstrip in 1902.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I ever told you that story.
I thought that happened to you.
I repurposed the story from time to time. But I'm self-made. I made my first millions by pumping liquefied dinosaurs out of the earth. I've also almost lost millions pumping oil into gate agents, too.
Jerry, why did you get into that?
But I'm very wealthy, and I'm going to do good with my money.
Okay.
Not good in the way of like signing CeeDee Lamb and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know that I was asked to sign that Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, billionaire giving pledge accord thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed it.
Okay.
With Mark Cuban's name. I signed it.
Okay. So he's liable for it, huh?
Hey, look, I want to do good. I want to cure cancer, but I don't want to do that as much as I want to own an even bigger yacht and build out the star to include esports and gambling.
Admirable.
Prioritize here. Look, hey, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Candidly, positivity. And we do say it when we are me.
Okay.
If I could write a check and win another Super Bowl right now, I would, without a doubt.
Uh-huh.
Without a doubt.
Okay. Yeah.
If I could write a check right now and get the award for best GM in the NFL that's never needed Jimmy Johns for a damn thing in all his life, I would.
Of course you would.
Right now. If I could write a check right now and make Jerry Jr. graduate fourth grade, I would. I've tried it many times. I built 3 new wings on that school that he goes to, and they still aren't graduating fourth grade. And I'm not finished. If I could write a check right now and make Veruca go away,
okay,
I wouldn't. Instead, I'd take her to court for a long-drawn-out paternity test so other fun babies would get the memo with Daddy Big Bucks and donating sperm but not bank account. All right.
Okay, yeah, there's a message there.
I don't even know how many fun babies of mine are out there. Oh, there's a lot of them.
Well, Jerry, I don't think you should talk about it.
I went through my Latrell Sprewell, Steve Garvey, Antonio Cromartie phrase there for a while. but I'm very honored. And I'm getting a little emotional in my old age.
Oh.
I'm very honored to be worth $14 billion. Very honored.
Yes, of course you are.
That'd make anybody cry.
And I love each of those dollars more than my own kids. That's how special it is. It is special.
To a lot that goes on.
It is special to a lot that goes on. And, George, I have an offer to you.
Okay.
I made a promise to myself. That's a deal I made with myself when I fired you.
Yeah.
That if I was ever one day worth $14 billion, I would hire you back as the voice of Texas Stadium. But Texas Stadium is gone now.
That's true, yeah.
So I'm going to get away with not having you in my employ for a little while longer.
Well, you know what? I'd rather go to non-existent Texas Stadium than that overranked stadium of yours and do PA anyway.
All right, George. Olive Branch. Olive Branch.
Okay.
I'm going to give you her number. She's this little escort that I met
all
the
right.
other night.
Okay.
Olive Branch.
We're going to let you on the air, Jerry.
We're going to love her.
We are on
Good
the air.
Good morning to you.
See ya. There goes Jarrah.